Airport.
EU-105 travel deals with Pinnacle Worldwide. Europe, Africa, Asia or America, wherever you travel. Call the trusted travel experts on 3832 3618.
Wednesday morning is Travel Morning. Our expert is Conor McGee and he joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
What you got for us today?
Start off with a wee bit of news regarding a survey completed recently regarding destinations of popularity, I suppose, in 2012. And the number one destination was the Maldives that people wanted to visit, I guess is what I'm trying to say, in 2012. On the back of that, I had a quick look around to see what somebody could get to the Maldives for. And on the 29th of August, you could fly from Belfast via London direct to the Maldives then, 7 nights, all-inclusive, at just under £1,500. So it's
Per person.
Just over £200 a night, and that's all-inclusive in the Maldives.
So if you were going to a sort of half-decent hotel, £100. Really? Yeah? Roughly?
Yeah.
And you were doing your... You had to buy your meals. So you'd be looking at about, I don't know, what would you pay for an evening meal, a snack for lunch, and your breakfast?
Are you factoring in drink?
Yes, you would be, because it's all inclusive, so...
Be
another hundred quid, maybe more.
That's what the thinking is, yeah. That an all-inclusive kind of helps you budget a lot better for an overall holiday and takes away a lot of the unexpected expenses, I suppose. So literally, when you're on a sandbank in the middle of the Indian Ocean and you've everything paid for, you don't really have to worry.
No, exactly.
So
okay. But that somebody was saying to me, they're trying to get flights to Florida, right? And it's worked out at about £580 from Dublin. Is that in the ballpark figure of what you can expect to pay? Is that a good price?
What time of the year do you know?
In about 3 weeks.
Okay, when you book in the last minutes, obviously you're not necessarily seeing all the fares that would have been available when flights were released 11 months in advance. So it's still relatively good value, you know. I'm sure it's not direct at that price. Most likely, you know, the good price tickets are going via New York or going via Atlanta
I think it was New York, actually. But if you were to go to London, if you were to hop over to London, what kind of price can you expect to pay for a flight to Florida?
It's actually an interesting question because we constantly monitor the prices of flights from Belfast, Dublin and London just to see where we are in the market. And Belfast is always a bit pricier. But then when you look at Dublin... British Airways has a feeder service from Dublin across to Gatwick, and we always price the two. And for example, last week we looked at Dublin via Gatwick to Orlando, and it was cheaper than just Gatwick Orlando on its own.
That doesn't make sense.
The other thing going through Dublin, you go through the US Customs, which
on
is so
direct
good.
Flights.
Is that just direct flights?
Yeah. So if you go to London, then you have to obviously clear immigration upon arrival in Orlando.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's basically BA paying people to fly across to London to get onto their planes.
That's
crazy. Bizarre.
There you go. Okay, what do you got for us?
Moving on to some cruise deals throughout the month of May. Speaking of America, flying from Dublin to New York, spending 3 nights in New York and then boarding a 5-night cruise from Cape Liberty, which is just over in New Jersey, down to Bermuda and back, is working out at $13.99 per person. And the other one I wanted to mention was NCL Epic, Norwegian Cruise Lines. It's a ship called the Epic and it's got water slides and it's very, very good for families. Yep. But this one is pretty much geared towards couples because the departure date 13 May. It's flying out to Barcelona for 5 nights and then seven
Said
nights.
Nothing about it.
And then 7 nights on board NCL Epic. It's working out at $8.99 per person.
Well, that's good.
So that's fast. 12 nights in total. There is $175 on board credit as well with that. And it's only valid today. So if you wanted that option, you need to get it sorted today.
Okay.
The charter from Belfast and Dublin to Verona in Italy is starting in May, and already the tour operators who have chartered the aircraft are putting out some deals. And a couple caught my eye, both of them from Dublin on this occasion, but the Belfast ones will come shortly, I'm sure. From Dublin out to Verona for 4 nights and then up to Leggarda for 7 nights. Half board is coming in at $799. And the other one that caught my eye was Venice, Florence and Rome at $799 again in May, and all transfers included in between. Lots and lots of other options there. Hopping straight across the pond to Canada. In June, the direct service starts from Dublin to Toronto and Montreal. And you could fly out to Toronto for 3 nights and then Montreal for 3 nights for $599 per person. And that's based on a family of 2 adults and 2 kids. And it's valid the full month of June. So a very, very good deal there. And something with a bit of a difference. Montreal's a fantastic city, as is Toronto. And basically, I'm going to finish this week doing it the other way around. We'll start off, finish off, I should say, with some late deals.
Okay.
In the month of March, obviously, we're in it. 26th of March, Belfast to Gran Canaria for a week self-catering at £220. The 29th, which is the tail end of the month, to Lanzarote, again from Belfast, £240. And Tunisia on the 1st of April, 7 nights half board in a 4-star hotel, £299. But the deal of the day would be skiing next Sunday, Belfast to Andorra. If you and three friends fancy a quick week away, £169.
That's the one so far of the year. That's the cheapest of the year. £169, self-catering for four people to Andorra. Peanuts.
Per person.
Peanuts. Knowing that it can, what it can cost you. Obviously, your lift pass and stuff on top of that. Those are the deals. They're all up.